You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and excuse me, it's been 4 weeks since I have graced these airwaves, and it's been a while, so I'm happy to be back, and it's a gorgeous day out, and I don't even know what's going on with the hockey game, and that's okay. I don't know. Okay, one of the few games I actually have watched almost from start to end, like most of the game, I actually made an effort to sit down because hockey's not my favorite sport. So was the last game, and that was the game where we lost 8-1. And so I'm kind of like, well, that was kind of a waste of my time, and it was awful. So I don't know. Anyways, go Canucks, go. I'm trying to be positive. Basketball is my sport, but that's okay. And Detroit is my team, but they're not in the finals, are they? So, anyways, I'm here to play music, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here until 8 o'clock, and Canadian music is what I play. So that right there was some good old Canadian, not old, but yeah, good old Canadian music. You can't go wrong with Wolf Parade. Wolf Parade, they are one of my favorite bands. If you listen to my show, you'll know that. I'm just kind of in the mood to play whatever I want today. I don't really, my headphones are, cutting in and out. All right. Anyways. So what we just heard there was a song, Call It Ritual. And, that is from Wolf Parade's 2008 Sub Pop release entitled At Mount Zoomer. And, one of my favorite songs from, Wolf Parade is actually on their Sub Pop EP, which was released back in 2005. And the song I love is Shine a Light. I love that song. And so because I'm in the mood to just sort of do whatever I want today, that's what I'm going to do. Today is a very self-indulgent show, so I'm going to play some more Wolf Parade, but you know, you can't go wrong. So let's just make sure I've got the right song queued up here. And we are going to hear that song. So from 2005, this is from the Montreal band Wolf Parade, who have their roots in British Columbia, mainly Victoria. And Shine a Light. This song just, you got to love it. So here you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sale. This town in town, it will not Central, Salvation Army Rock Central, Salvation Army Rock Central.
Yeah. one step too far. Come the morning and the four corners I see. What the moral of the backstory could be. Come with me. Go places.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So that last song was actually The New Pornographers, and that song is called Go Places, and that is from their 07 album called Challengers. And then, let's see, what did we hear before that? Then we heard a song which is off a compilation put out by us, CITR, the station here, and it is called CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2, and we heard the first track of 11, which is by the Apollo Ghosts, and it's called Validation. The Apollo Ghosts are local guys, and they are good. And then, weirdly enough, we go back. I kind of had a little a lack of conscious thought for a minute there. So, whatever. We went back, then we heard The New Pornographers prior to that as well, but it all worked out. From the album Mass Romantic, we heard the song Slow Descent into Alcoholism. Yes. And that is from their very first album, which is a Mint Records release from back in the year 2000. Holy moly. I remember my band years ago, Clover Honey, in case you're curious. we played like a show with the New Pornographers, like well before that album came out, at the Brickyard. We played more than a couple of shows with those guys. And look where Clover Honey is, and look where they are. Yeah. No. So yeah, there you go. That's New Pornographers. And last I heard, I think it was like last summer, I had the sort of update by reading an article, and that was that Carl Newman was living in upstate New York, I think Woodstock to be exact. For all you know, he could have moved. So this is like what I have known for just a little less than a year. It may have changed, but, and of course New Pornographers are local guys, but sort of scattered, right? And the last thing I heard about Dan Behar, who of course makes up the band Destroyer. I think I heard he was like in Europe or something. Montreal, maybe? Same thing. Montreal? I don't know. Montreal, possibly Spain? I don't know. But he was definitely a far ways away. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And Val is here. Val is in the house. Her show is called Folk Oasis, and her show starts at 8, and she runs until 10. That would be Val Cormier. And then from 10 until 11, we have Sexy in Van City with Caroline M. Now, speaking of sexy, I've been thinking about sexy things lately. And I just, every time I hear Wolf Parade, I think that Spencer Krug's voice is just so sexy. I just thought I'd throw that out there. There's just certain songs and singers that just, yum, yum. Okay. Now, enough of my sort of sexual daydreaming. Let's move on to some more music. Now, I'm thinking for craps and giggles, we may just play some of this new Sloan. I don't know. And we'll just play it and listen to it together for the first time. It could be really good. And I say that because I was a massive, massive Sloan fan back in the sort of the early mid-90s into the late 90s. I was just like, I would give my life. I would throw my life. I would throw myself under the bus just to like kiss one of the Sloan boys or whatever. I mean, I have rotating crushes on all the Sloan guys anyways, except for the little guy. What was his name? Not Patrick, but except for the guitar player. And that, like, okay, so I had a big crush on Patrick at some point. He's one of the guitar players. Had a crush on, of course, you can't not have a crush on, Andrew Scott, the drummer. Yes, he's probably the hottest member. Let's see. Now, how can I forget his name? See, this is how long it's been since I've been thinking about Sloan. That's what tells you things. Who am I thinking of course, is Chris Murphy. Yes. Now, Chris Murphy is the most sort of personable and the most almost flamboyant, but not in a gay way kind of guy. And I loved Chris Murphy. The only one I never really had a crush on was Jay Ferguson. But probably if Jay, you know, approached me because I love Sloan so much, I'd be like into him. I'd be like, sure, let's get together. So anyways, I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but the year is now 2011. So my crush kind of ended officially. I can remember when it ended. It was in 1997 when they put out that Black and Red album. It was like a double one, and I just didn't really care much about it. I liked their 061, one chord to another. And then that's kind of where it ended. Now, it gets more interesting. The plot thickens because Greg McDonald, who is out of Vancouver and used to play in multiple Vancouver bands, I think including Team Strike Force, the Saltines, multiple, like I said, bands. And he is like the fifth Sloan. I guess kind of like the fifth Beatle, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of confusing, but he plays with the band, but he is not credited as a Sloan, if that makes sense. So he's been in Toronto, and he's doing his music thing, and good for him. So it's kind of cool. So there's now a Vancouver connection to the originally Halifax band of Sloan. And enough of my talking. Let's hear this something from this new album. It is called The Double Cross, and it is put out by, Murder Records, again, and in conjunction with, Yep Rock and Outside Music. Okay, so let's see. I will tell you the names of the songs. Let's pick one out together. So we've got Follow the Leader. The Answer Was You. That's their response to me having a crush on them. We have Unkind, A Shadow of Love. Ooh. She's Slowing Down Again. That's me. Green Gardens, Cold Montreal. It's Plain to See. Your Daddy Will Do. Ooh. I've Got to Know. Beverly Terrace. Traces or Laying So Low. How about we listen to Shadow of Love? That is my theme. I had, the love shadow of Sloan is there. It's just not really the real thing anymore. But okay, fair enough. Let's listen, though. Let's give it a whirl. It's only a 2-minute song, and if it's really good, why don't we listen to some more? How does that sound? I think that's awesome. Okay, so this is New Sloan from the album The Double Cross. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Living in the shadow of love.
A pair of headphones and listening to music just not doing it for you anymore? Then rediscover your love of music by seeing it happen right before your eyes at the Sled Island Independent Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta. Running from June 22nd to the 25th, you can catch such great acts as Blonde Redhead of Montreal, Twin Shadow, The Ravenettes, and local Vancouver bands No Gold, Teen Days, Dead Ghosts, and Bison BC. With over 200 bands playing, there's something for everyone. For full lineup and tickets, go to www.sledisland.com.
Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
Brittany!
Xtina. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy and sets you free.
Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one.
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
patience falls until my thoughts drip down to paper. And when I get that feeling that I can barely contain myself to bring them down upon account of the right time and then replace them to the upper shelves, I'll put my thoughts back up on the shelf. Another steady dose of awful TV shows, a crowning brand new has-beeners. And if I seem delighted, I have to get you to check my pulse. It feels low down to the ground, and now my money's gone, as I've been paying for some better results. Life goes on and on, appreciated. When you're gone, I can't question a trace of how. It all until we touch upon it 12 months later. Sometimes when I'm buying the shit you're selling in your leather gloves, I get shot down, way down to where the weather's better, and thank the gods that I'm still in love. And when I get that feeling that any mountain's too much to climb, I open my eyes and decide this ain't the first time I tried to live in my original prime. This life goes on. Silence, I lose the urban sick slick violence. On every field of green there is a silver sheen that makes me question my own compliance. And when I feel that query, I know the answer that I'm gonna give. It's not that one can beat the other in real time, it's just the scenery of how I wanna live. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. All right, what we just heard was something that was new and awesome, and the band is called Quest for Fire. And these guys used to be the band, well, actually not them in their entirety, but two of the guys were in the band, and it escapes me. That's not the name of the band. It escapes me. But anyways, these guys are out of Toronto, and oh, this is really bothering me now. Anyways, the name of their album is called Lights from Paradise, and we heard the song called, The Greatest Hits by God. That is correct. The Greatest Hits by God. And the band that they initially were in, oh God, it's driving me nuts. They were more like of a total sort of garage rock sort of soul kind of band. And what were they called then? If you know, call me. I'll give you a TLC card. And I say that because I'm a teacher. I'm a high school teacher. And we have this sort of like positive behavior system sort of thing at my school, and it's called ROARS, R-O-A-R-S, Respect, Ownership, Attitude, Responsibility, and Safety. And when kids do good things, or to just sort of bribe them into things, you give them things called TLC cards, and then at the end of the week, we draw them, and somebody wins something. Like five or four students every Friday afternoon win something, usually gift certificates for something like movies. But speaking of non-ROARSy behaviors, today, my school, Tupper Secondary, may even be in the news because I motored over to my school as per the norm after dropping off two kids at daycare. It's like 4 minutes before the second bell is going, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get to class. I'm going to be late, but I know I won't, but I always manage to slip right in. But as I'm pulling up, there's tons of cars and nobody's moving, and I'm all confused, and I'm like, why are no cars ahead of me moving? And long story short, there's like fire engines and the principal is out, and then there's firemen, and I'm like, what on earth? And basically at 7 a.m, some hooligans had deposited a bunch of smoke bombs in her school. So I was like, wow. So long story short, school was canceled. And here I am just like a student, like another teacher, my neighbor teacher who I adore. He's a cool guy. Mr. Demers, he's telling a group of students, he's like, okay, you get to go home, and you know, they have to clear out the building, and it was all smoky. And meanwhile, I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, wait, was that inappropriate? Like, maybe I shouldn't be too excited in front of the students, because I did let out a big whooping like cheer. And it was such a nice day. But mind you, I did work. I actually all day did marking, so that was not fun. But to be positive, on my day off, I needed this time desperately. I have so much backlog of marking to do that this sort of smoke bomb villain has kind of inadvertently he's not a good person, or they aren't good, but he gave me a little bit of a break. So, and I don't want to thank you, because it's awful to vandalize our school, and I shouldn't even slightly giggle. But apparently it wasn't just our school, it was JO. So John Oliver Secondary as well was shut down due to smoke bombs. Crazy! Totally nuts. But my students lately have been completely just crazy, like nutty. They're just like a bunch of beefs and buttheads, and I can barely teach anything. We can't get through anything. They're driving me nuts. And Monday is our last day of regular classes. Thank God. Before exams. So I'm just at the end, literally at the end of my rope. All right. So that's my story. Okay. It's 7:16. And thanks for listening to my teaching story. And let's get back to music. Before we heard Quest for Fire, before that song was Sloan with the song Traces from their new album, The Double Cross. And I got to say, it's not bad. Not bad stuff. So Sloan, okay. You know, yeah, maybe I'll play you again. my show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music gets played. If you like Canadian music, listen to my show every second Wednesday, that's tonight, from 6:30 until 8. So if you listen to the other alternating Wednesdays, you will not get me. You will get Jonathan, and his show is called Shameless, and his show is good as well, so you should listen to his show. Also, And I'm going to continue with some Canadian music. Now, Catherine Calder is someone who I quite admire. She's a beautiful vocalist, and she recently played a show in Vancouver, and I was just reading a review about it. I want to say it was at the Biltmore. Didn't go to it, but I was just reading in our Discorder, which, by the way, if you like music in the city of Vancouver, it's free. It's a magazine from us, from CITR. And you can just go anywhere, like any place that's vaguely cool, like, you know, Zulu, go to Red Cat Records, any of these places, and you can pick up your copy of the Discorder, which is basically just a little, but not little. It's actually physically little. They reduced the size of it. It used to be kind of like a newspaper size. Now it's like almost like a magazine size, free interview thing. vehicle, is that a good word? So you can read reviews of shows. For example, this month we've got, it looks like there's interviews with Cloud Splitter. And by the way, this newer band, Cloud Splitter, is the old Buttless Chaps. See this, and you know how I figured that out? Because I was reading the Discorder. You should read the Discorder. It will keep you up to date with any kind of music, gossip, and or information, and chart information. And hey, on the air, Dunkin' Donuts. Duncan has an interview and photo at the back. He does a show here. So, you know, maybe I should be submitting some sort of, you know, on the air interview thing, because I need to get more involved. Okay, enough of that though. Music, right? Catherine Calder. She's coming up next, and this album, which is called "Are You My Mother," and it is released on, it's independent, basically, but. This was put out, I guess it came out, I think in August or September of just under a year ago. And it's beautiful, beautiful music. And it's sad because it was written sort of in tribute to her mother, who was dying of ALS, which is basically Lou Gehrig's syndrome. It's the locked in syndrome where basically your body shuts down, yet your mind is still working. And it's very, I don't know, something I would hope I don't have to see my family members go through, nor do I want to have to ever experience it. Anyways, and so that's when she wrote this album. Her mom has since passed away. How sad. But she has left us some beautiful music, Catherine. So we are going to hear, last show, I think we heard the song Arrow. This time we'll play the song Slip Away. So here we go. This is Catherine Calder on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Flutters in my palm, and by the time I wake up, it has gone. So sweet, so sweet. flutters of my mind. And by the time I wake up, it has gone.
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9. and www.citr.ca.
Thank you.
right. That right there was Van Halen. I'm thinking on my way over here. Actually, I was listening to some Van Halen. I was, and I was like, all right. And, no, that was Chad Van Galen, with the song Peace on the Rise from his very new album, Diaper Island. And this, album Diaper Island was, oh, it's a Sub Pop release. Look at that. I sound so surprised. It's a Sub Pop release. Very, very new. He's out of, Calgary, Chad Van Galen. And apparently he writes a lot of his songs, well, just on his lonesome. And I think he records as well, sort of on a 4/8/16 track, whatever, by himself in his like basement kind of, he's like a Hayden. You remember Hayden? I do play Hayden a fair amount still. So there you go. That's Chad Van Galen, and I quite like that song. So we will be hearing some more Chad Van Galen. And you know, when I think of Chad Van Galen, I think of Becky. I was just talking to Val about her. Becky Sandler. I miss Becky Sandler. She was this cute young little whippersnapper. She was out of like Massachusetts. She went to UBC here for whatever, 4 years. And she was so involved in the station. And if I'm not mistaken, she must have been, I don't know all the positions. I think she must have been the president of the student body of the station, that section. And she was just the cutest, like most hardest working, passionate person I've known. And I don't know what she's up to. So I think she's back in the States doing something. But anyways, hello, Becky, wherever you are out in Becky land. And yeah, she was the one who turned me on to Chad Van Galen. There you go. All right, now back to my playlist. Before Mr. Van Galen, we heard Tegan and Sarah, with the song Back in Your Head from the album The Con. And the reason I want to say Tegan is because it rhymes with Megan, and it's spelled the same way, but just, so, yeah. I think it's Tegan, though. Anyways, before Tegan and Sarah, we heard Catherine Calder with the song Slip Away from her newer album, Are You My Mother? And other bands that Catherine Calder played in were Immaculate Machine, that was kind of her band, and she also toured with the New Pornographers, played with Sang Backup with them. All right. My name's Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I did check on the Canucks here. And it looks like we're in between periods, I think. I went to the website. And if you're driving around and or you're in prison and you have no media, according to the website about 3 minutes ago, we're in between periods between the second and third, and we are down. We're down by three, meaning we have zero and they have three. That would be Boston. So there you go. So let's talk about other things. Let's move on over to the weather. So today is only Wednesday. And today was not a bad day. It was not as sunny as I thought it might be, but eventually it did get sunny, and we had a high of 18. So tomorrow is Thursday, and according to the Weather Network, we have only a high of 17 and cloudy with showers. But the positive, you always have to see the positive to everything, and that is that I bought a whole bunch of plants, and I'm lately getting really lazy and I don't feel like watering them. So now guess what? Mother Nature will do that job for me, so that's good. And then, yay, we're coming into Friday. Thank goodness. And then Friday, we will be rocking a high of 18 with variable cloudiness. It's not too bad. And then head on into the weekend. Let's go. We've got 18 on Saturday and 19 on Sunday. So with a mix of sun and clouds both days, so it could be worse, I suppose. But it could be better because we are very close to summer, aren't we? Very close. We're too close to still be kind of in this kind of weather, but whatever. Okay, let's continue. Listen to some more Canadian music. My name is Anita B, by the way. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm looking at all my Canadian music, and I'm feeling a little verklempt. Well, nothing's really striking me amazingly right now. So why don't we listen to the Beelines? I mean, not to say that I don't like them. I'm just saying all the music I've picked out, and I'm just not in the mood for any of it. But the Beelines might get me in the mood for something. These guys are sort of perky punk garage, you know. So these guys will, and they have short songs, I think. So what do we got here? They have a new album. It's, what does it say? Self-titled 12-inch? And we're going to hear the song, something that's more than a minute and 1 second. Okay, let's hear song number four, which is called Psychedelic High School. And that's what my high school is not. We're not really a psychedelic high school. I'm a high school teacher. And that would be fun, teaching at a psychedelic high school. And if I was tripping on acid all day and we just kind of smoked weed. But that's just not kind of how it works. Oh, that's an awful thought, actually. anyways, okay, let's listen to the Beelines. These guys are from Vancouver. And there you go. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, those were the Beelines. I'm just telling you that the next song is from a band called Pure. Now, we're going to play something way going back to 1990, I want to say 5 or 6, 1996. And this is from their album Generation Six Pack. And we're going to hear the song Anna. Every once in a blue moon, I like to play this song. And I think I'm telling you this ahead of time because I want you to listen to those guitars. Because I think that this band has some of the best guitar sounds. And now I'm sounding like a band nerd, like a guitar nerd. But my husband is totally into guitar sounds and amps and guitars. And he has like the continual quest for the perfect guitar sound, which is kind of funny and weird. But some of it has worn off on me. And I think this song here, in my opinion, has some of the best guitars of all. I love the guitar sound on this song, Anna. So, and I actually remember this song, Anna, back in the year was 1996. I was driving from Detroit to Toledo to see my husband, now husband's band at the time. We weren't even seeing each other. I was working at a radio station in Detroit. And, well, long story short is I was going to see his band, which was called Pluto at the time. They are no longer. And they were playing with this band here, Pure. They were playing together, both out of Vancouver, Pure and Pluto. And I remember speeding down I-75 to Toledo. It's not even an hour from Detroit to Toledo, and listening to the song at full blast. And it was just... it's amazing how music can take you to certain places, and it's a very specific time, moment in time for me. So here we go. This is Anna from Pure. Listen to those guitars on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Close. she meets. She opens up her arms just to feel complete. She's a speed freak.
Over to Guys and Dolls Billiards at 2434 Main Street on Main and Broadway for an extra special vinyl night on June 9th.
This vinyl night will feature music from the godfather of soul, James Brown, as you play pool. And you'll also have the chance to enter a raffle to win a James Brown LP.
You're welcome to bring your own records and get our DJ to play a side of your choice.
The night will start at 8 p.m. and there'll be specials on selected cocktails.
For more information, call 604-879-4433.
I'm in a funky mood. That sounds like fun. James Brown vinyl night. You know what? That sounds like so much fun. And I need to have fun. I'm seeking out fun. That, let's listen to that again for my own sake. Okay. That was a pretty good little cart. I call them carts still because I'm old. That was a good commercial. This is called James Brown vinyl night. Let's hear it again because I want to find out where this place is. I want to find out where this night is. So here we go. Let's find out. All right. Isn't that funky?
Get yourself over to Guys and Dolls Billiards at 2434 Main Street on Main and Broadway for an extra special vinyl night on June 9th.
This vinyl night will feature music from the godfather of soul, James Brown, as you play pool. And you'll also have the chance to enter a raffle to win a James Brown LP.
You're welcome to bring your own records and get our DJ to play a side of your choice.
The night will start at 8 p.m. and there'll be specials on selected cocktails.
For more information, call 604-879-4433.
That's it!
Hey, do you think James Brown is going to be showing up? Yeah. Silly, bad joke. Okay, so anyways, I'm back on air to tell you that I'm going to play some Smugglers. And we're going to listen to a song that is a cover of one of my more favorite local bands. That's the Pointed Sticks. And I love the Smugglers too. Actually, I love the Smugglers and I love the Pointed Stick. So together we have like, you know, chocolate and peanut butter. It's all good. So, and this goes out to Bryce Dunn. Yes, Bryce was drumming for the Smugglers at the time that they recorded this. Yeah, this is a compilation called Oh Canada that I'm playing the song from. And it's a collection of Canadian punk rock covers. And it's put out by Lance Rock Records back in 95. And Bryce is in spirit with us at CITR. I miss Bryce. And I miss Luke, too. Miss you, Luke. You got, you rock. Lukey. So anyways, this goes out to you, Bryce. Good drumming. This is a cover of What Do You Want Me to Do? From the Pointed Sticks that we're going to listen to here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The bubble food. I'm